Places. Everyone.
We're now broadcasting.
Roll the tape in. 3, 2.
A new audio drama.
Appaloosa Radio is where stories come alive.
Real audio drama.
Appaloosa Radio introduces The Bus Was Too Full, an urban audio poem.
Express bus is now loading. This is bus 73 express to downtown. The time is 7:47 a.m. Express bus is now loading. Only prepaid tickets and monthly passes. No cash accepted. Welcome.
The bus was too full. So, I couldn't get on. I could not go where I always go. My usual. My consistent. My regular. Not possible. Could not go where I always go. So, I took a walk. Places often passed by, but never seen. Past the asphalt-coated basketball court, where a million, maybe even 10 million, me against you, you against me games have been played. I'm better, so much, much better, than you. Games heard, noisy, intense but never seen. Hidden, encased by towering brick tenements. So never seen. Heard, but never seen. Even the sunshine never gets in. And every strange wanderer is fiercely kept out. Fiercely kept out. Fiercely kept out. And every strange wanderer is fiercely kept out. The bus was too full. So, I couldn't get on. I could not go where I always go. My usual, my consistent, my regular, was no longer possible. Must go another way. Could not go where I always go. Must go another way. So, I took a walk to places often passed by, but never seen. To places often passed by, but never seen. Ambled by the brick-clad house, once its owner's pride, long green and flower-lined. But windows now broken. Shards. Too sharp. Too jagged. Too shattered. Glass fragments broken. Sharp. Jagged. Shattered. Spiky splinters broken. Too sharp. Too jagged. For even ghosts. For even ghosts. The bus was too full. Couldn't squeeze another soul in. So, I couldn't get on. It passed me by. Without even a wave. So, I could not go where I always go. My habitual. My consistent. My regular. Was no longer possible. Must go another way. Could not do what I always do. Must go another way.
Lot of people today. Bus is going to be full. Have to hang on a strap in the back. No seats.
So, I took a walk to places often passed by, but never seen. To places often passed by, but never seen. Past the small store, whose signs are in a language I do not read, whose foods I have never eaten, whose customers come from places I do not know. I do not know. I do not know. Past the small store. Whose customers? I do not know. Without even a wave. The bus passed me by. It was too full. No room for anyone else. I couldn't get on. It passed me by. My habitual. My consistent. My regular. Was no longer possible. Must go another way. By the fountain. In the park, a philosopher of the streets spoke of opposites, spoke of oppositions. Physics speaks of antimatter and matter. Cosmologists tell of multiple, parallel universes, each differing from the others. 4,000 years ago, Zarathustra determined that which is opposed by its linear opposite, that which it is not. Life is opposed by death. Fire is opposed by ice. Dry by wet. Sharp by dull. Sweet by bitter. Philosopher of the streets. By the fountain. In the park. Could not do what I always do. Must go another way. My habitual, my consistent, my regular, was no longer possible. Must go another way. Could not go where I always go. Must go another way. So, I took a walk to places often passed by, but never seen. To places often passed by, but never seen. I am a commuter, coming from the outer fringe to work in the city's core. I board at distant stop number 3, 10 minutes from stop number 2. The stop after mine. 7 minutes more to stop number 1. Where all must disembark. No room on the bus. Full to maximum capacity. It passes by without a wave. So I walked up to number 2, where, an hour before my express, the very early bus is always full. Maximum capacity. Passengers tightly squeezed, clutching their lunch bags, and standing without seats. Not so eager workers. Assigned to clean and scrub and polish, cook and guard and mow and sweep, to do what they are told. Told to do it well. Told to not complain. Told to work hard. Told not to stop. Workers who crave for no delays. Bus can't be late. Must be there before boss comes. Before boss comes. Before boss comes. To do what they are told. To do it well. To not complain. The bus was too full. So, I couldn't get on. I could not go where I always go. My usual. My consistent. My regular. Not possible. Could not go where I always go. Could not go where I always go.
Appaloosa Springs Audio Theater is a creative collaboration whose purpose is to write, produce, and share original story content through webcast radio experiences.